We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. This week, talking about all things Black History Month with Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, Black history is so vital and important to Americans in general, and how it has shaped not only our country but society and the future, not just in America but just really all around the world.
Yes.
Where do we begin with this? There's a celebration that's happening today at the high school, but really, why is this so important for people to know about?
Well, one, it helped to shape the not only just the America we are today, but they played a prominent role in shaping our world. You know, I had the opportunity, I spent the bulk of my career not being an administrator, but actually being an 11th grade English teacher. And as part of that role, I was able to teach about the Harlem Renaissance every year to my students. And it was always my favorite unit to cover. I hated it was just one unit. But we really studied all the greats that shaped us. You know, if you think about in the humanities and the arts and the sciences, you know, there's every single component that you can touch on and see that influence. And so to me, it was extremely important that my students had that opportunity to study that and study their history. I mean, that's important to us. And, you know, the nation has selected February because really it encompasses two great birthdays that helped shape our America. That would be Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass.
Yes.
And if you've ever studied Frederick Douglass's story, his work, it's just amazing what was done in his life all the way through, and then how he really spearheaded and shaped, you know, America and the laws and things of our nation that we have now.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've just since I've grown up, I don't know. I hate to say it. I don't know when Black History Month was established.
Well,
I remember as a kid, yeah. Obviously, just knowing.
Well, it started, and you may be able to speak a little bit more, but on my research, about 1970s, it used to be a week-long celebration. And, of course, from there, it morphed into, and I'm sure Mr. Hauser's got all the background information for being a social studies teacher, of when it morphed into being the whole month-long celebration instead. And, you know, just to note, it's not just an American thing.
Yes.
You know, the Black History Month is celebrated nationwide, mm-hmm. with most of the celebrations being in United Kingdom and Canada.
Yeah, yeah. So co-sponsor and history teacher, Mr. Terrence Hauser is here, and alongside his other co-sponsor, math teacher, Miss Loretta Player, and we have senior and president of the Black Student Union, Sage Weitch. Good morning.
Morning.
Glad y'all are here. Miss Player, good morning. She's off. She's off the mic over
she
there.
She is here for moral support this
but
morning.
She's here. We just want to recognize her, of course. Mr. Hauser, yeah, take it away. I guess you know how did Black History Month come to be, and why is it so vital and important to recognize?
Yes. Scholar Carla G. Woodson, he proposed the first Black History Week, like Dr. Ellis said. He combined Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln's birthdays. So it first started off as a week. And in 1976, President Ford, he extended it to Black History Month. So in 1976, it became month-long. Up until then, it was a week.
Okay.
So now we celebrated the entire month.
Right. And talk to us, for some people who just don't know, what are some of the recognizable points of Black History Month? What is celebrated? What is recognized? And what kind of impact does it have?
Yes. Well, with Carter G. Woodson, he said when he was younger that he never saw Black people in the history books or their accomplishments. So he wanted to start off with what did Africans contribute to this country,
right,
and the world at large. So it began there, showing the accolades and accomplishments of African Americans, what they contribute to the country and to the world.
Yeah.
And it just morphed from there.
That's incredible how, you know, something so small has gained so much magnitude, right? So, Sage, you're a senior, and you're smiling here. We're going to crack a big smile here. Are you nervous? You're not nervous, are you?
I'm not we're talking, nervous.
Okay. I was going to say, you're not nervous. You are the president of the Black Student Union. Now, this was a newly formed union that happened just a few years ago. Last year, was it?
Well,
2 years ago?
2 years ago. Okay. Yes.
And so talk to us about that role, that leadership position that you're in, and what you do, how you serve, and what your impact is on others.
Last year was the first year of Black Student Union, and as we know, our president was Jordan Moon. And to be honest, I really did not have any idea that I was going to step into the role of president of Black Student Union, but Jordan Moon kept on trying to convince me, and I was like, I don't think that I can do what you do. But after like two very pivotal elections in the school system that I lost, I was like, man, I really don't want to be the president of anything. Right. But I talked to Jordan again, and he really convinced me that I needed to be the president of Black Student Union. And I'm just really, I'm really grateful that he convinced me, because it's been such a good year being the president. I remember I asked him what he wanted me to do with the club in my first year, and he told me that we needed to raise some money and we needed to gain more membership, and that the program had to be amazing.
And well, no big goals there. No big goals from Jordan.
So this year we had our first fundraiser. We gained a lot of money. Membership has doubled, and I do believe that this program is going to be amazing.
That's awesome. So so let's talk about the program that people can expect to see in just a little bit from now, right? 9:15.
9:15 at the high school.
9:15 at the high school, Sylacauga High School. What can people expect today?
Okay, so today will be a tribute to the beauty and significance of black hair, and also some hints of our fly fashion.
Okay.
You can expect to see lots of student involvement. I have lots of models lined up from 9th to 12th grade that are prepared to walk the runway and show off their beautiful hairstyles, beautiful fashion. We have a speaker, Tara Wells. She's going to talk to us about hair, and talk to us about like where certain black hairstyles originate from.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Great. Well, that's, I know that's going to be enlightening and educating, educational for people who may not know much about that. And so who all can come to this? Is it open for students, parents, the public, everybody?
It is open for everybody to come and learn about black hair.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's a topic that you don't normally hear. So I get the giggles. And so, but no, that's going to be great. I'm super excited that you've been able to help lead that that effort. Talk to us about what you want to do after graduation. What are your goals? I know we were talking about it off the air just a minute ago, but I very, very high goals here for Sage. I love it. Tell us all about it.
I want to attend Alabama A&M University after graduation, which is crazy because that's where our former president, Jordan Moon, is actually going to college. And I want to major in electrical engineering, become an electrical engineer. And then after that, I want to go to law school and get into legal or patent law.
I mean, hey, why not, right? Shoot for the stars and go for it. That's exciting.
And if you happen to look, was it last month you were our feature on the display sign out front for your ACT score?
Yes.
So she's quite the scholar.
Okay.
Well, she's also quite the athlete, but she's also quite the scholar.
We did
too.
Learn that she, along with your Sage, right?
Yes.
Ran in the 5K, 10K foundation run. And so you had a little Sage to hang on to. So, thank you for sharing that, Sage. Going back to you, Mr. Hauser, what do you want the legacy of Black History Month to have on people and students, particularly that you teach in the classroom? I mean, you are a history teacher, you are a black man, you are a co-sponsor of the Black Student Union. You are a perfect figure for this moment. What do you feel like that impact should be on your students?
Well, I think that starting the program last year, Jordan and I were talking about, you know, Black History programs and what they talk about and what do people gain from those programs? And I've been to a lot of Black History programs over my years, and sometimes I can barely remember what were they talking about. And so we want to make it Black History programs more student-centered. Like last year, we talked about the D9 Black sororities and fraternities. You know, it gets a lot more students involved in it. And this year with Black Hair, because like you said earlier, it's not often talked about. So this year we want students and the community at large to, you know, appreciate, you know, the history behind mm-hmm. Black Hair, the hairstyles, the biology behind the Black Hair. And so they can have, so from this point forward, they can, someone can be like, oh, okay, now this hairstyle is because of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So just want them to leave with something that stick to them like last year.
Right.
So yeah, we try to make it student-centered. And actually, Sage, she came up with the idea.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. That's it. Because I was trying to figure out what are we going to do this year.
Yeah.
And Sage said, how about Black Hair? Hey, listen, let's do it.
Awesome.
So we started there. So thanks, Sage, for coming up with this idea.
That's awesome. That's well, it's going to be, I know it's going to be a great, great event, and looking forward to hearing some great things about it for sure. Ms. Player, I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you're not on the microphone, but she's sitting off to the side. She's giving me dirty looks over here. She's like, no way, don't you do that.
She may never let Mr. Hauser drag her over here again.
But I know she can give me this answer. If you were to put Black History Month, the Black History Program, into one word, what would it be? And you can just say it loud. You don't have to get up and get on the mic. We'll repeat it. What would you say?
Fascinating,
she says. Fascinating. I think that's a great word to encapsulate what it is all about. And like I said, you know, it's a moment where we can all learn. And knowledge is power, right? And we are in an education system where that happens. And so congratulations on those accomplishments and everything that's going to be coming up today. Yeah.
And also, I want to say thank Ms. Brewer, because she, you know, up until last year, the Library Club will put on the Black History Month program.
Right.
But since the creation of BSU, Ms. Brewer thought it would be more beneficial to kind of pass the torch along.
Sure.
So BSU, along with Library Club, we're putting this event on today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to forget that for sure, where it started from and where it is now.
Yes.
So completely understood. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And congratulations on your accomplishments, Sage. Yes. Just looking forward to seeing great things come out of you in the future for sure.
And I was just going to mention, all of our schools are doing something of some nature with Black History Month as well. You know, my very first year here, I met with a diverse community forum advisory to see what more we could do in our schools and in our community to really bring all of us together.
Right.
And one of the things that came out of that was a request that we have more programs, but that it also be filtered in with all of our schools.
Yeah.
And so that was one of my initiatives on the onset, was to ensure that every single building had something that they were doing this month to recognize the contributions of African-American people. And so, you know, from doing quilt work at one of the schools to infiltrating it in their social studies history lessons, whether it be, you know, our music teacher is working on songs and rhythms that, you know, came out of a lot of those errors. So each one of our buildings is doing something. And then kind of the culminating activity would be the Black History Month program at the high school.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's going to happen at 9:15 this morning at the high school. We're looking forward to it. Sage White, Terrence Hauser, Loretta Player, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Yes,
really appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Dr. Eller, thank you so much for shining light on such an important topic, and looking forward to the rest of the month.
And I have to highlight our basketball teams.
Yes, absolutely.
They're doing phenomenal.
Yes.
And so we host regionals. I hope I'm saying it right next week.
Yep.
I don't, you know, all those terms with all the different sports has their own little terms. Yep, and so okay. I don't want to get in trouble.
No, we know what you mean. Yes.
But I'm going to try my hardest to be there. The games are a little bit earlier in the day, and having two toddlers is been a life adjustment for us.
Yes, I get it. I get it.
And also, I would like to say before we leave, thank you, Dr. Eller, for standing behind us and pushing this program to move forward. So we appreciate your support.
Well, thank you for all that y'all do each and every day. And, you know, Sage is one of those products of that, of great education that our students are receiving in our schools.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, we appreciate it. We're looking forward to the event. And go Aggies.
Yes, go Aggies.